This is Alan Karpik, Arnie's Birthday Zoom with Justin Jennings, a Boilermaker that needs no introduction. Part of the three-peat, you know, you're going to forever on the wall of pride, so to speak, Justin, with winning Big Ten championships 94, 95, 96. Grew up in Michigan, could jump out of the gym. I think you probably still can at age 47, I'm guessing. But happy birthday to you. And maybe a little bit about what birthdays were like growing up for you, and if you had traditions or things that you did as a family, or what you may do today. I know you're up in the Appalachian Mountains in Georgia as we speak, but celebrating. But tell me a little bit about that.
Well, birthday traditions for us, I mean, family growing up, you know, we didn't have a lot of money growing up, but my mom made sure that everybody always had a party. So it was always family and friends around at everybody's birthday. So it seems like it was so many of us, we were always having a party. But, you know, as I grew older, you know, I have two adult children. My son is 28 and my daughter is 21. She's a senior at Michigan State. Mm-hmm. And we always let them choose where they wanted to go to dinner. So it was always interesting, because for some reason my daughter would pick the most expensive places and she would probably buy the most expensive things and never eat it. She would normally eat off my plate. So really just spending that family time was always something, you know, big growing up. And also I wanted to be big for my family as well.
Yeah. How many children do you have now? Did you say?
I have I have two children and I have a 4-year-old grandson. So I'm lucky.
Oh, good for you. And so a big family growing up in terms of siblings. I mean, a lot of competition for that birthday love, so to speak.
Right. Well, it was four of us. I have two older brothers and a younger sister. So no, it was pretty big. We had family of six, but now my mom and dad always made sure we had a lot of food and never really competitive. I my mom passed away 2013, and my mom actually used to cook for the Boilermakers. When we came up to Michigan, yeah, and Michigan State, my mom would always cook. So we enjoyed that. But no, great, great parents. Just celebrated Father's Day last week. I flew up to Grand Rapids to celebrate Father's Day with my family and my dad. I mean, that's always a special time.
Yeah, no question. I know you have a strong family, and I've heard legends about your mom's cooking and from the Purdue basketball family, certainly. All right, we always ask guys, and your story has been well documented. You played with a senior class like no other, really, for Purdue basketball, because you won three consecutive Big Ten championships. Looking back at that now, and you've gone on to a successful career in education administration, living now in Youngstown, Ohio. Mm-hmm. What was that takeaway for you now? Looking back, it's hard to believe it's been 25 plus years now that you're looking back at that three-peat championship. But what's that takeaway? What's that thing that sticks with you about that experience with your group?
I think it's just like growing up, it's family. I mean, even this morning, I've gotten texts from, we have a group text, and I've gotten texts from everybody. You just remember that family. I always tell people, when it comes to basketball, you don't remember, at least for me, I don't remember a whole lot of plays that happened, maybe a couple things I remember, but the things I remember the most is just the conversations in the locker room, you know, the wrestling, and, you know, still being able to have relationships. I'm, you know, spend a lot of time talking to Brandon, of course, Konzo, Stand Back, Glenn, you know, Tim Irving, Roy, all those guys. We still communicate and kind of, you know, keep each other up. We contact, you know, we talked to Coach Katie during his birthday time. Even yeah. Painter, you know, texted me this morning. So it's just that family. You know, when the championships are great, but, you know, nobody, you don't really remember those things, but you just remember those special moments.
You know, Matt Painter's done a great job of really carrying on the Gene Cady tradition and that family, that brotherhood. Purdue basketball is really has continued to morph it. Not morph, it's all kind of always been that way, but it's that family aspect is a big deal. So you get chances, you win, you're a number one seed, I think, is your sophomore and senior year. What about playing with a guy like Glenn Robinson? I mean, you were, you know, it's still that memory of how good he was. Most people, our younger readers and fans, don't necessarily know that. They may watch him on YouTube, but just how good was he as a player?
He was good. I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize I was the one who had to battle him every day in practice. Yeah. So I was the one who, you know, who I just tried to be as tough as I could, like like they would be in a game. And I just think it created a brotherhood and a friendship for all of us. We were very competitive. I don't think people really realize that, even with Glenn and Konzo and all those guys starting the second team, we pushed them so much. It's always funny because I know that we had conversations where probably the number two team in the country at the time was our second team, because we pushed our first team so much. Coach Kendrick used to call us the Killer Bees, because it seems like we were always on the defensive end, though. But I mean, we really, really pushed them, being physical. And like I said, those are the things that you remember. And those are the traits and leadership things that I use right now in my job that I do.
Matt Painter's got a very, what on paper looks to be a very loaded roster, and going into the 21-22 season, if you were going to give a, and maybe you will, who knows, before a practice, and you were going to address these guys, what would you tell them, looking ahead to that, with all those expectations, but also a lot of talent to go around?
Yeah, I know it's a little cliche, but it's team first, and it's not about you. It's kind of hard, and I'm not speaking on Purdue of this year, because I haven't seen them, but it's kind of hard when I watch college basketball, you watch high school basketball. There's so many guys who are it's about them, and they're selfish and not realizing it's about the team. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I wear 3 Big Ten championship rings, and it wasn't about one person. It was about everybody. We were collective. And when a team gets that attitude, it makes it so much easier. I think the biggest conversion for us is we got a chance to go to Europe after my freshman year together as a team. And that really kind of solidified us as a family, because we were together and we did everything together, and it brought us closer. It made us more competitive in the weight room. It made us more competitive, you know, running, conditioning, and we became a family. And I think when you get that buy-in as a coach or as a leader, it really makes a difference. It really makes a difference, because for someone who a leader or leaders who the followers care about, they'll run through a brick wall for you. And that's what we got. And I think that's the reason why you saw us being so competitive.
Tell us also, you know, it's always interesting how guys from Michigan get to Purdue. And I don't know your whole recruiting story, but who visited, what convinced you to make the trip to West Lafayette? Was it Frank? Was it Bruce Weber? Was it Gene Cady that got the deal done with you? How did that come to be for a kid from Grand Rapids coming down to West Lafayette?
You're really trying to get me in trouble now, right? I'll be honest with you. My reasoning for coming to Purdue was really, besides the, you know, basketball, was really the location. I was at the time I was being recruited heavily, of course, by Michigan State, because that's my in-home state. I didn't start getting recruited by Michigan until a couple months before I was visiting Purdue. And that was because at the time, you know, I came in at the time of I would have been a freshman when the Fab Five were sophomores. Yeah. So I didn't get a lot of recruiting in from the University of Michigan, but I was getting recruited by everybody. But I wanted to be far enough away from home where I could grow as a young man and have some freedom, but still close enough where I could get back, because I'm still to this day really close to my family. So really, location was huge for me.
Yeah. Tell me about your day job, which is a big one in education administration. You've been a superintendent and kind of a CEO of schools now in Youngstown. Public education's under fire. It's a challenging business, if you want to call it a business, of educating kids in the 21st century. What's that go-to thing that you've got to really focus on from a work standpoint on a daily basis to do your job well?
I think just like being a college basketball player, it's balance. You have to balance, because my job is a job that's never off. And people, when you get into administration, it's never off. Even the last, like we talked before we started recording, the last 4 or 5 days, I've been on vacation, but I've been taking calls. So there's never really a vacation. Maybe I have to find a place a little more remote so I don't have a signal. But yeah. But it's something that's never off. Really having that balance is really, really important, because there has to be a time where you can cut that off. And I think, you know, in my role currently, I've been in education now. It's crazy. I've been in education for 23 years.
Yeah.
So it seems like yesterday we were, you know, playing basketball at Mackey Arena and doing those things. But it's been 23 years. So we've taken a lot of time to kind of do the things we need to do. But like we said earlier, a lot of my leadership and my leadership traits came from my time, not just playing basketball at Purdue, but just playing basketball, period. I still have a lot of lessons. And I know that a lot of people are tired of me giving my Coach Katie stories and my Coach Katie leadership stories and sayings. But a lot of the teachings that we had as basketball players, we've used them every day. And I use them every day for leadership.
All right, give me one Gene Katy statement, some of them that you use. What do you use?
Yeah. I got my favorite. My favorite is yes men and yes women will get you fired. So yeah. that's really having people around you who will speak truth. And if you're doing something wrong or you can do something different, that they'll step up and tell you without the fear of being fired. And I tell people that all the time. If you see me going the wrong way, don't let me keep going, you know, but don't do it in front of everybody. Like I would never embarrass anybody else. Pull me aside, say, hey, you know what? We've done this before. Or let's not do this or really consider this. But that's probably the one that people hear most often when they deal with me.
You know what? I've listened to a lot of Gene Katy statements. I've never heard that one. That's a great one. Yeah. I can hear him saying it though. That is a perfect statement to say the least. All right. We're going to turn off the cell phone or at least stop this part of it and let you get back to your vacation and to enjoy your family and your birthday. Happy 47th, Justin. I know the Purdue community is proud of all that you've accomplished, not only on the basketball court, but in your career. And you know what? They're going to be a basketball reunion in 2022. That's always fun. Are you still in a position to lace them up for that alumni game? That's my question.
Oh, absolutely. I'm still in pretty good shape.
Good. All right.
30 pounds heavier than what I should be, but still in pretty good shape.
All right. You guys, I'm sure that Brandon will be out there too. And you'll have that 96 team well represented. Okay. Have a great rest of the day, Justin. Thanks so much. And happy birthday and safe travels as you get back to Youngstown and getting back to your day job, but to enjoy the rest of your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.